What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back. I'm Blair Bomber, and Game of Thrones is over. It's done. It's gone. It's the characters we know and love are never coming back, barring some insane spinoff in which Jon is just fucking through wildlings. Wildlings? Wildlings. It's all good. Look, I got my boy Greg Kennedy. He came on the pod. We talk. We're both diehards. We love this fucking show. We're both sad it's gone. We didn't, just listen to the episode. We kind of just talk about the way it left off, the way it ended, how we felt. I'm trying to be positive. This is me trying to justify all the things maybe I didn't like. I'm trying to be more reflective and introspective about the show, how it made me feel, and how you have to take into consideration all the things that are going on with the production of the show. What are the creators trying to do? How's it going with George R. R. Martin? Like, what is all the pushback in and out? It's fucking, you're gonna listen to the episode, okay? If you like Game of Thrones, you will appreciate this episode. If you don't like Game of Thrones, you probably won't listen to it. You probably won't listen to it at all. You're probably annoyed at even talking about it right now. Because everybody's talking about it. But I don't give a shit. I love this show. I think it's the greatest show ever made. This pod is me and Greg just going in. So, episode whatever. Game of Thrones series finale. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go. All right, we're going. Greggy, it's over. It's over, man. This is the first we've talked about it, too. First, when did you get into it? When did you get on the show? Were you an early couple-season adopters and then followed every week?
I was not an OG. I think I started watching religiously two or three seasons ago? Three seasons?
You started season 5?
Probably.
Did you binge 1 through 5 and then get caught up?
Yeah, well, everyone kept talking about it, and I kept putting it off. I was like, I'm not fucking watching that shit. And then my roommate kept showing me clips of, like, the mountain, like, shoving his fingers in people's eyes and stuff. I was like, I have to watch. But I had no, like, idea what was going on. He would just show me, like, YouTube clips. He's like, check this out. He's like, you don't want to watch it? And then I was like, oh, my God, I do want to watch it because that's all the stuff I like, murder, you know, murdering. Anything, you know, murder.
Murder. So you like when people die. A little bit of murder, a little bit of rape in there, a little bit of incest. That gets you going. That gets me going.
There's people, you know, you have a brother and your sister and they're not off limits. That's the kind of stuff that I like.
That's what I want to live in. If that was cool, you would do that. You know, what's funny about the show is it really became, like when it was kind of cult, they could do anything they wanted. They could do anything. The sex and the violence seasons 1 through 3 compared to seasons 5 through 8, it's not even comparable. Like, the show really kind of,
they stopped killing people off and they started being so dumb about it.
Well, they ran out of source material because have you read about the George R. R. Martin and what happened?
His books aren't done.
Well,
he's like, well, they're not finished yet. We cannot finish the show. And like, we're going to finish it. It's like, let the fucking nerd finish the book.
Okay, but he kind of misled them, though, because he put a release date out for Winds of Winter that would have made it so the book would come out, and then from season 5, they could keep going. And then he's like, it's not ready yet. And so they're like, we have this thing that's really, like,
yeah,
taken off. Like, we can't slow down.
No.
And you can't wait. But I think, just jumping around, if they're going to make us wait almost 2 years for this last season, why would you rush it?
Why are you putting the most important season into 6 episodes?
What? Did you? Because you were a guy who was you were riding with this season early.
I liked most of the season. I liked the path that they took, but the last episode, I didn't feel like it did nothing for me.
Did nothing for you? Why?
Because I didn't feel like it was like, all right, now I'm done. Like, I'm done with the show. It didn't feel right.
Well, you know how, like, the thing that happened with this show early on is they're like, it's too slow. There's too many characters. It's kind of hard to follow. People. That was the only argument anybody ever had was why is it taking so long to get places? And then they set everything up. And the thing that we thought we liked the least, we hated when they sped it up.
I like the slow pace. I like the story, the dialogue. It was amazing. It was perfect. The show was a 10 out of 10 until the very last episode, and it has dropped it down for me all the way to 7 out of 10.
That's wild, though. That one episode would ruin...
Think about
it. 10, at least drop to an 8
then
or 9.
You have Danny, who's... a good character the entire time, and then in three episodes, yeah, she's evil. Yep, she's been evil the whole time. And, like, out of nowhere, this whole ride that you've been on with her, she just, in three episodes, is now Hitler. And she's standing in front of everyone like, we're gonna kill everybody.
So take into account that R.R. Martin pretty much strung them along, saying that this and that. Showed them his outline. So, like, they knew how he wants to end it. But this is also 5 years ago when he showed it to him. He's a consultant. He's, like, he's kind of an EP of this show, yeah, even though he doesn't take that title.
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine you're these guys making it, and it's been 8 years. They're waiting for this guy. He's not ready. Now they're like, okay. HBO says, okay, cool. What do you guys want? What do you want to do? And they're like, HBO's like, here's 10 episodes. And like, okay, we'll do it in 6. And make them longer. We'll do movies. We'll make it crazy good. I think they just kind of were at the end of... It's been, what, 9 years? 8 years? 8.5 years of this show? They kind of wore themselves out and then gave themselves this impossible deadline. Which sped it up. But now, take that into account. It's like, I read this thing. You know the guy that plays Varys?
Mm-hmm.
Him and George R. R. Martin are friends.
Yeah.
And he came out and said recently that he's like... He finished the books. The books are done. That's why I hate how my character died, because it's not how he dies in the book. So, and then George R. Martin was like, no. They're not done. They're not done. I promise they're not done. He's a fucking liar. But they're good friends.
The books are probably done. But you know what? They're not done now because he's watching how everyone's reacting to the show, and he's like, I'm going to change some things.
Well, yeah, because fuck with us. He's going to change it in the crazy ways.
But well, yeah, they cannot have the same ending as the show now. He's got to go a completely different route.
I don't think he... I think... Okay. So these... The two main dudes, right? DB and... Weiss and Benioff and those dudes, they just got hired to do the next 3 Star Wars movies. They're Disney guys now. Once it all became...
Fucking losers.
A little bit, right? Kind of pretty fucking lame.
Don't get me started on Star Wars and Disney.
I can't... Well, they became... They
ruined it! You ruined my... everything!
They became Disney.
Yeah.
It became mainstream, and they didn't want to be as crazy. They were worried about what the public opinion was going to be of the show. And it let it change it, but... Take all that into account. And so all the things you don't like, the shortened up, the sped, we're not, the arcs don't seem fulfilled here and there, or they seem kind of shortchanged there. That's just what it is.
It seemed like a fucking money grab episode. They like made sure that they didn't kill off anyone important. They sent John and Giants Bane off for, and it's like, oh, mysterious. Now we can have a spinoff for that. They sent Arya is going to see what else is out there. Oh, set up a spinoff. It's like they had writers in there, and everybody was, like, shooting ideas, and I bet they were shooting them down because, well, we got to think about what's after the story. No one wanted the fucking story to end in a good way, like the right way. None of those fucking people wanted to do it right because they're all thinking about how much more money they can make with all these fucking spinoffs.
Okay, we'll get to the spinoffs in a second because I'm excited about only one of the 4 they've talked about.
I'm going to watch the spinoffs.
They're going to be great.
But you fucked the show up because you thought about
because that. You planned ahead for the spinoff. I get that.
Do a prequel.
Spinoff should be a... Okay, well, let's do that right now. The only spinoff that I've heard that I'm excited about that justifies something I didn't like in this season is the Night King story arc.
That'd be cool.
It seemed like the Night King story arc in this season was, wait, we've waited 8 years for the Night King to come down? And the opening scene of episode 1 of the pilot is White Walkers. It's all set up that way. And so I think that's where the books were meant. So that he's not going to write prequel books. He's going to write this story, and then it's going to end. And I think that was the biggest switch of, wait, it's not about the Night King. It's about us infighting and making Danny and just resetting the whole world again. Because nothing changed, really. Everyone was back pretty much to like doing their own thing.
Yeah.
So when you have the the prequel they're saying is going to be 4,000 years before now. The first men, the children, and it's pretty much going to be a origin story of the Night King. That's what they're saying it's going to be. So that's why they don't tie up anything in this series, which is why I get frustrated, because, okay, if there was no spinoff, if it's just going the books are the books and they're done, we would have had this whole Night King tied up. We don't have that, but we do have this more in-depth story arc that's going to happen with that, and I'm excited for that. I'm like, that's the only thing I'm really like cool with. If them, like my buddy was like, why are we not tying up the Night King? What about the Night King? What does he want? Who is he?
They should have made Bran evil. He's the fucking three-eyed raven. He can see. He's our memories. He knows everything. He knows how cruel society is. They should have like set it up where like the Night King was trying to come and kill him because Bran is the fucking threat.
Right.
And
it makes the Night King the good guy. There's this flip.
Yeah.
Instead of the flip being, oh, Daenerys is the evil one. That was fucking lame.
And then Bran is the king? Why? We don't even know what the three-eyed raven is.
What's annoying is 4 episodes ago, I'm not Bran. I'm the three-eyed raven. It's been a
stupid. You're a man now. Ago. Not quite.
Not quite.
They all are standing up. They're like, Bran the Broken. There's all those.
The worst nickname ever.
There's all those internet memes like, just Bran is fine. But honestly, like, I just think that they really. I liked the final season too. Like, I think it was cool. The battle of with you know the fight with the night with like the night king, all that stuff was awesome, but also all that build up for him to what was he
for okay
what like
let's break down this episode. So we start off pretty much Daenerys has just killed everybody, everyone's dead, she's just burning everybody to the ground, went with everything she's been saying she wanted to do and like showing mercy, but we kind of do see hints early on that she's pretty unstable. Now, the part that I think made it hard for us to understand was the switch. They didn't delve in enough to the pain she has from her dragons dying. Didn't delve into the Jon not being wanting to be with her. I heard a great take. This one guy said, he was like, it would have been better if Jon had been like still intimate with Dany all the way through the season, and that, or maybe she's pregnant. And then he has to kill his unborn kid and her for the sake of the realm. That would have been like, oh shit. Now it's like you really feel for both characters because it makes her when it would make that quick switch of her feeling betrayed make more sense. She loses her. Like, say, like they're hooking up the entire season. She's pregnant. And then Jon kind of withholds from her a little bit. And then she goes on that destructive path. Now it's set up better. But the way they did it was okay, what do you think of Jon killing Daenerys?
I wasn't mad about that because she was going crazy. I just think that like that episode, that season should have been 12 episodes.
They're offered 10. They turned it down for 6.
Why? What can you tell?
Seemed like they mailed it in a little bit, right?
They like shoved shit down. She was amazing. All she ever kept saying was, I will take back what's mine. That's not evil.
Right.
She even says in one of the episodes, she's like, You think that I'm going to come in here and slaughter all your people and take all your stuff? That is Cersei. That's not me. You believe her the whole time because there's no sense of, like, any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just flip it out of nowhere, which I get, like, she was mad as hell, like, being at King's Landing and seeing it. She didn't destroy the whole town. Are you kidding me? Destroy the whole town. It just all doesn't make any sense. And you know what really pissed me off about that fucking last episode is that Jon kills Dany and then the dragon flies up there and the dragon burns down the Iron Throne.
Yeah, I hated that.
What?
Okay.
The dragon has gained consciousness? He knows now? He knows
okay,
the throne is?
I'll argue for him not killing Jon because Jon's Targaryen and he's a rider. So dragons don't kill.
He should have.
They're a rider, so he's not going to kill Jon.
He
right?
should have just picked her up
and left. All right. So now the reason they did that is they're tying the two together. So they're doing the thing is that thing was built by dragon's fire. That's how it was all mended together originally, like in the books that talk about this.
Yeah.
That it's from the fire of dragons forever ago, and that's how it mended. Right. Everyone's vying for the throne. So when Bran, who's paralyzed, becomes the new king, the throne is destroyed by what made it, the dragon, and then we have a king who never needs a throne.
But
he, and
but the dragon doesn't fucking
Yeah.
Why does the dragon know what that is? He's a dragon.
Yeah, the dragon shouldn't have any context of what the thing is.
He should have came up there, saw that Danny was dead.
It was corny.
Grabbed Danny and just flew off.
It was corny. It was corny as shit. It was super duper corny.
And then they're like, oh, we have John as our prisoner. John's our prisoner. Oh, well, here's a good punishment. He will go guard the go back to the Night's Watch. There's nothing there. There's no threat. The wildlings are now friends. He's just hanging out up there.
Well, that was Sansa's kind of thing. She knew there's no Night's Watch, so that was her way of getting Jon out of any trouble. She knew there's nothing up there for him other than going to the wildlings, so she was kind of aware of that. But like,
how the fuck does Grey Worm pee?
Same as Theon. He has it's a little just
it's a
little,
slit.
You just go and just it's like a little vagina.
You should have when Grey Worm was standing there talking to everyone. They should have sealed up his asshole.
I can't shit anymore. No more for you.
How's your life now?
How's your life now? You go sit or some other chick with no asshole.
Unbelievable. I just
should have been a we should have seen the parts where I'm selfish is I would have loved to see a Grey Worm Jon showdown. How do we not get that? How are we not getting a Jon Grey Worm fight?
How does that guy even have testosterone?
I think he has his. When they castrate down, they take his dick and his balls, or just his balls, or just his dick.
If you chop the wiener off and keep the balls, that is unbelievable. You have.
You're better off taking the balls.
Oh my god!
And leave the dick.
Yeah, then the dick is just there. You can still pee out of it. It's still kind. You have just a balls.
But I'm pretty sure they have zero.
Yeah, they're just
they're smooth down there like a Ken doll. Okay. I loved the way Jon killed Daenerys. I really enjoyed
I was not mad at that. That's cool.
But it's the emotion of it. I felt we were so numb to everything this season.
I didn't feel
when that happened, it wasn't like
it wasn't as like I didn't feel as much as I thought I was gonna feel when I saw him do it. And I almost knew it was coming because like he's like, you'll always be my queen, but like he's being weird. And then when he did it, I'm like, I almost feel nothing about this.
It's like they forgot how to tell a story. Do you know what I mean?
It's because they took this guy who's been writing these books forever, and then they just gave it to, like, they had to, like, rush it, and they, like, gave these people who aren't fantasy writers, they're not, and they just, like, oh, my God, it just made me so mad because it is, it's the cash grab. They did a classic TV move, and they just made sure things were set up for what's coming next.
What did you think of kind of the return of all of a sudden again things let's assume we know that everything is already sped up, right? Everything's skipping around, they're tying it up very fast. I hated when it's like Tyrion
so much time has gone by
and all those guys are just like talking about what are we going to do now. Brothel we need a brothel.
Yeah,
are we not gonna just talk about what just happened?
That's how fast
we're just fine.
That's how little time they have with those seasons is like John killed Danny, and then the next scene you see is so much time has gone by. It's just like, you guys, why didn't you just take the 10 episodes?
The biggest thing I hate, okay, so let's put that away for a second, because I think they phoned it in. We know that. Now just the story that we saw and the characters that we saw and how their arcs played out. I was happy with Tyrion's trajectory, pretty much, but it is kind of played out because think about it. He's done three different times. He's been about to die, becomes the Hand.
Yeah.
We've already seen that. Kind of played out, but I like Tyrion. I'm glad he lived. The Brienne of Tarth, I don't care about her.
She should have died.
Don't need her around.
Why do we keep so many characters? She was knighted. She cried. It was like, your story, our son.
Jamie, lost virginity. She's good.
You get eaten by the dragon. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should die. They should burn you alive.
That little fucking kid was sitting on there too. That was sucking on his mom's tit, and he was like 14.
He's kind of bald out though. He looked good.
He looked good, but why? Why are you here? Yeah. The people respect that guy. He's sitting there.
Okay. Another thing. Why didn't they? Why did no one say in all of this? Hey, by the way, Jon's the rightful heir to this throne.
Never brought it up.
No one brought it up
because I think
there are these holes, man. These holes that I can't get over. Like I'm fine with how it ended. I'll talk about that in a second. But like those. These just like they just don't care, and it seems like how can you just not talk about the biggest arc of this entire show is who was the rightful heir of the throne? The biggest reveal in the last four seasons is Jon is a Targaryen.
Yeah,
and then it comes down to Jon killed his aunt, who was not the rightful heir because she was crazy, and then we're no one. And how? Okay, so
that's just
Sansa,
it there's
Arya,
no...
Tyrion, all knew that Jon was a Targaryen, and they just didn't say it
at his
trial.
Like, there's no, it felt like nothing was resolved. No one knows anything. Now he's a... You got the... He's just... The Night's Watch? He's back to the...
Okay. You know what's... Okay, here's the thing. That's the only part that I really loved.
Him going back to the Night Watch?
I think of this whole... Of this whole season, the one thing I liked was John goes... First of all, there's nothing for him in the North. Even his North or the South.
Yeah.
His sister's gonna leave. Him and Sansa don't really vibe. All his friends are dead. Except for
Giants Bane.
Everyone's dead, but he's North. He's wildling North. So he doesn't want the throne. He doesn't want to rule. He's tired of the South. Send him North. He goes North. There's no Night's Watch. Everyone's waiting for their king. He's gonna go North and be just, he's gonna rule. Just up there.
That's pretty good.
And by the way, did you notice in the last scene when he's walking and there's that little green like root coming out?
I didn't see that.
So like when they're walking, right, it's that slow pan. Kind of pans back. He's walking in there. And then on the ground, there's a little green flower that's come up. It's just green in the snow. Now, people said, oh, well, I thought the winter. It all goes through winter and summer. The seasons are weird in Westeros.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense, right? Summer can last 10 years. Winter could last 30. They're like, well, shouldn't winter last the equal amount of time? No. The only thing that made winter come was the Night King. Night King's gone. So it's summer again. So that little bit of root that was green, they're going north of the wall. It's going to be sunny up there and nice. And he's going to live not in this cold darkness prison.
He's going to be good.
He's going to be fine. He's got his dog. He's got his boy. He's got like 15 people that are... How many people were left, do you think, of the wildlings? 25, 30?
That last shot, they seemed like there was a lot.
Decent amount, right?
Yeah.
They're going to go back up north and be fine. And there are still other wildlings up there too. They're going to find... he had the best ending. The best arc.
Yeah. That's a good way to end him. It was wild. Wild ride.
The arc that I think you'll probably agree with me is the Bran arc makes... I think on paper...
Bran should have been evil.
It'll look okay when R. Martin finishes the book. If he finishes the books.
Bran should have kept seeing things and just went fucking the opposite way. That would have been more interesting.
So what do you think about this? That the idea that Bran is evil. So this whole Three-Eyed Raven thing, right? Sees how it's gonna go. See how it's playing out. What if like that was all just him playing everybody else? Think about it. Who told Jon that he was a Targaryen? Who found out? Bran found out.
Yeah. He's just planting seeds.
He's planting seeds, right? So now, Bran's planted all the seeds in Jon. Jon does it to Dany. So Dany and Jon know, right? That's the biggest power struggle, Jon and Dany. So now, Bran knows to get Jon to turn on her, he's got to get his family to be involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what does he do? He gets Jon. Jon says, hey, Bran, tell them, Sansa and Arya. And then he tells Sansa and Arya.
Yep.
And then when Dany goes through it, who betrayed me? When he's talking to Tyrion 3 episodes ago, when she's talking to Tyrion,
yep.
She's like, no. Sansa didn't. Varys didn't. So you didn't. Sansa didn't. Jon did. Because Jon started. But who told Jon? Bran. So Bran literally planted the seed for everyone to break away.
Mm-hmm.
He broke up the band. He's Yoko Ono of this show. So if that was his plan from the very beginning.
Not quite a man yet.
Not quite a man yet. He's not. He's in a wheelchair, right? So now he literally. So then it's like, why do you think I came all the way down here? So.
Did you know, Bran?
So I think that, did you ever read Star Wars books?
Mm-mm.
Never read Star Wars books, right? So I got really into Star Wars books, and I love the trilogies. I love the prequels to me always sucked. The movies, it's like the ones that were terrible, everyone hated. Well, if you read the prequel books,
they're really bad.
The one that Lawrence Kasdan wrote,
Jar Jar.
Yeah, terrible, 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 terrible. But in those books. It's like they expand, like it's like a book. It's more than you see in the movie. They go really in depth on the Anakin and the Sith, and there's like
an extra, I hate sand.
Yeah, there's an extra 10 chapters. It gets everywhere, and I can't get it out. It's in my asshole.
I don't
like
it, and that's why I'm going to murder everyone. Because of the sand. I don't like
it. Well, I have sand up your ass all the time. You don't want to kill some people, including your family and your loved ones.
Look what he did.
He'd kill everybody. But what I'm trying to say is the arc, the turn, made no sense in the movies because it's all sped up. Three movies to make this whole turn. Who's the biggest villain of all time in all of space?
We shall do it in three movies.
Right. So now you read the book and you see how the turn actually happened, and you're like, oh, that's so much that I get it. I understand it completely. You see the relationship he had with his girl and how the Sith talks to him. And that's
story, man.
Right, story.
It's a
right?
fucking story.
So when these books come out, I think we're gonna see that Bran really was the villain the entire time. And that he planted the seeds from the get go. And
should have been evil. Why is the night? This fucking kid can see everything.
But he is evil, though.
And the Night King, there's some guy. The Night King is coming to murder. They don't even, like, why is the Night King coming for Bran? There's just so many things that it's like.
What do you think of when movies don't explore? I think when movies don't spell it out for you, they leave it up for your interpretation.
Sometimes
that's great.
But like they did not do that. There was nothing like that.
They didn't do it. But if you think about it, but if you reflect on it a little bit harder, you'll see that, okay, maybe I can take this a different way. Like the Bran thing. Bran seems like he's not evil. But if you really look at like who planted the seeds, who did the stuff, Bran did. Bran separated his entire family and they're all dead and all these people died. So what? So he could be on the throne. That's the definition of evil.
Yeah.
So really, he is the evil one, if you look at it from that perspective.
But he's not, because he's a TV, and he's good. What do you think of Mountain fighting the Hound?
It was the best. It was the most satisfied I've been this whole season.
Stand by your queen! That guy gets murdered so, so fast. Listen to your queen! For one, the entire town is being burned to the ground. Why are you being loyal to her? Anyways, you weird old man. And then... fucking threw him so hard he hit his head, he's dead. But then it was like the Mountain couldn't die. I thought it was cool that the Hound kept like killing him, but then he would like pull the sword out.
When he starts laughing, he's like, ha ha ha, and
he likes it.
Yeah, and he's trying to fucking die.
Him.
And he's just enjoying it. But then one thing they're both scared of. They're both scared of fire.
Yeah, that was the best
so
way to take
for him out. To kill both of them, take both of them out, and we're going down in literally going down in flames, dude.
Yeah.
That was the most satisfied.
Also, why did you kill Cersei and Jaime like that? I don't know. I just, if I would not have had the dragons burn the whole fucking town to the ground, it would have been much more satisfying. Everyone has hated Cersei the entire show, and a rock killed her.
She has all these plans. She counts for everything.
A fucking rock took you out? It would have been so much more satisfying to have, like, the final words with them. A beheading, anything, like, she kind of got off scot-free. She's crying. She's like, JB, don't let me die. It's like...
This is what I was thinking when I was watching her burn, the second to last episode, they're burning down the thing, and the dragon's coming head-on, and she's still sitting there. I'm like, oh, she's got a way out. She has a planned Z. She's like, one last fucking rocket just hidden.
Yeah.
It's going to come up there and just... pierce through that, and it's gonna be like her like she planned for it, right?
Yeah,
knowing it's gonna come at her, and then nothing happened.
I thought,
and it was just time to go
when the drag when Dany was riding up towards what looked like she was going up to talk to Cersei, and then the dragon just started destroying the entire
just zigzagging. Why are you zigzagging?
It's just like
you want to kill Cersei, go straight to her.
I thought for sure, I don't know, there's that whole switch of Dany being evil. I mean, dude, this show has been going on for fucking years, and you changed an entire story arc in 3 weeks, and no one is satisfied because it's not it doesn't make any sense. It's like a great fucking person, you're following this great person this entire time, and then one episode they like kill somebody. And then the movie, and he's just waving. And then the movie's end. The movie ends. It doesn't fucking make any sense. You're like following this like adventure and everything. Like this guy, I love this character. And then at the very end,
Okay, so let's assume that we have to make Dany has to be evil. and she has to be killed. But no, let's say that she has to be evil, has to be killed by John. Say that's in the books. That's how the island they give them. They have to get there. What are some things you change in what we saw to make that make more sense to us?
I think the best way that they could have went is Tyrion riding in on a horse, fucking leading the whole goddamn army with a sword drawn, and he goes in there.
It's a little mini horse. Dude, he got a little mini bow and arrow.
And he goes in there, and my man is just slicing and dicing his own people.
I drink and I know things. He has an Indiana Jones whip. He's just hitting people in the neck.
He's singing the Game of Thrones song, and he's singing Peter Dinklage. Just fucking slicing
Peter Dinklage.
But I think that it would have been cooler if they didn't burn down King's Landing. They go, they get Cersei, and then they have like a big thing. They behead her, something. Who knows? Maybe however she dies, she fucking dies. And then the drama really unfolds is the fact that it's either John or Danny.
Right.
And then you could have done something completely different with that. You know, maybe John still has to leave, and maybe he still goes up north because he just has to leave. I don't know. There's so many endless possibilities. Why did you make her evil in 3 episodes?
Yeah, that was, I mean, they didn't, it wasn't 3 episodes. If you look back at the season before this one, when she burns down those soldiers, Tarly's, remember the Tarly's family?
But that felt right.
I mean,
watching it, don't you remember watching it and be like, fuck yeah, these people deserve to die.
I mean, dude, but you kind of see it a little bit there. You see her kind of just like losing a little bit. Now, that was the
story. That guy kept calling her a bitch the whole time. He's like, let the bitch... He's like speaking his language. He's like, let the bitch fucking have one thing. And then like she's like speaks the language the whole time, and then she kills all of them. That was justified. I remember watching that and not thinking, whoa, she's evil. It's like all of these people deserve to die, and then they all fucking died. All the right people died.
Well, you realize that. So the Sansa breaking away from the Seven Kingdoms and become their own thing really is... That's the only throne in all of Westeros. So essentially, the Starks literally rule all of Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
I like the switch. I think that Sansa is. Like I heard another take that I really enjoyed, and these guys were talking about it's like Andrew Schultz and those guys. They have a great podcast about Westeros. It's pretty funny. But like one of the things he said was like, look who taught Sansa how to be a leader. Fucking Littlefinger and Cersei.
Yeah.
So she's conniving as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
So even though she's like, that's why she didn't say anything about Jon being a Targaryen. She didn't want Jon to rule.
Yeah.
She wanted to be the rule of the North.
I know. I was kind of surprised when they said it was going to be Bran and she didn't do anything. And she was kind of like, you will make a fine king. He's like, but then I guess she has... I don't know.
But they're brother and sister, though. So that's fine, then. Yeah. Like she's the annoying... He can't even make kids.
Yeah.
He can't have kids.
Made sense, too. It's like, well, that's good. That's breaking the wheel. That made sense.
I like that. See, there are these slivers where I think they knew where they wanted to go.
So not enough time.
They just were in a hurry.
7 out of 10. And it went from 10...
Okay.
Went from 10 out of 10 for me.
No. You can't say that just because the ending was bad. That's...
Yeah, because the ending is everything. The ending is fucking everything.
So if you go back and watch...
Supposed to go on with my life after this. I was supposed to... it's killing me. This was supposed to be the ending of this thing that's been going on for so long. And they didn't do it for me. It's so much to the point where it drops it down that much. It's not the greatest show of all time anymore in my eyes.
What is the greatest show of all time?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That didn't end that great.
That's a perfect show. There's no ending. It's just randomness. They can look at the camera, and the camera can zoom in on their face, and they can be like, do all kinds of weird stuff.
Would you have been happier? Let's say this happens. How about this? Are you happier if John kills Danny, Dragon kills John, Sansa rules over Westeros, Bran is like still doing weird three-eyed raven shit. He goes up to the north and become part of a tree. And Arya kills Cersei and Jaime.
I like the idea of the fucking Night King coming down and Jon killing the Night King, and then all of the army looking at Jon, and now Jon is like the leader of them, and so he knows that he is the rightful, you know, heir of the throne, but he has to leave. He takes the entire army back north.
Yeah, that was that. You read that as a fan?
I read that. Yeah, I read that.
I read that like 3 years ago.
That's amazing.
I was like, John can't like.
I like the idea of like this fucking hero living in misery for everybody.
And then so this idea of this has already happened. This the dead have come back down before 4,000 years ago. They came down and had to fight the men. And then the men won, and they got pushed back north. But they didn't all die.
Yeah.
So that essentially would have been it starting the whole cycle over again. So Jon kills the Night King, that has to become the Night King mm-hmm. to get them to walk back up north. And then as 4,000 years go by, and he's lost his mind.
Yeah.
And now he comes back.
Comes
down.
Back. It's already happened. It's fucking time travel. You had so many options.
You know what's wild though is. So let's say George R. R. Martin, he wrote the books. They're done. The two are done, right? And they're like, hey, he wants to put them out. They're like, wait, don't put them out.
No.
Let them finish this show.
Of course.
Let them finish the show, and now that's going to be panned. And then what you do is you hold off a little bit longer. And people are unhappy with how the show ended. You knew they're going to be unhappy with how they ended it. You make the changes. You've always withheld kind of the ending on your own. And now... You put those books out, there'd be the best-selling books of all time now because mm-hmm. of the show.
Because now they know there's a different ending. How did the creator of the show end it? That's all it is now. It's a waiting game. That's the producers of HBO or whatever, the writers ruined it. And I wouldn't even say ruin it. It might still be my favorite show of all time.
Did you see his comments? What he sent out, George R. R. Martin? He's like, they asked him if his ending would be different. He's like, yeah. I mean, and no. And then yeah, and then no. And then yes. But then also no.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. But he's just trolling. He's just trolling everybody. They're done, dude. The ending, dude, I guarantee you, once he knew they were going to end it like this, and they knew they were ending like this years ago. Like, these guys didn't just make it up this year. They knew it was going to be this ending. They planned on all along.
Well, yeah, you have to.
Yeah, they knew it, right? So then once he does that, he knew he was going to change it. And it's already done. I guarantee you it's already finished.
He would be a fool to write the same story.
Yeah, because it's not liked. People don't like it.
People don't like it, but also...
He can rewrite the history of the show.
But also, his book's not done. Like, yeah, you can literally make... It's just like The Walking Dead. They all have those graphic novels.
Yeah.
The graphic novels aren't the same as the story, as the show. You can... Why would I buy this book and read the same story, be angry again?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I read it again and be like, what? Just so fucking pissed off?
No.
He has to. He's going to change it drastically. I think there's things that he'll keep.
I mean, I think we can both agree that every good thing that ever happened in this show was because he wrote that.
I still love the show. As much as I hate it, every episode, for the most part, was fucking 10 out of 10. They left us with nothing. I don't feel like they really did it right at the end, but the entire show as a whole was unbelievable.
Best episode. What do you say the best episode is? Your favorite episode of the whole show?
I don't know. That's tough.
So, okay, we'll do this.
Was it the Battle of the Bastards?
Favorite episode and favorite moment. My favorite episode was Battle of the Bastards. When Jon is sitting there... And they kill his brother, and he walks out, and he just pulls the sword out, and then he's just going against the fucking whole army. He's got the wildlings with him, and there's that crazy scene where like he's like suffocating.
Yeah, I love that.
And he's like, and then he gets out, and then they come to help him, and he shoots the shots, and he fucking blocks them from Ramsay, and then kicks the shit out of him, and then he dies by his own dog. Most satisfying episode of the whole show by far.
That was great.
Favorite moment for me? Brought back to life.
My favorite moment was like episode one where Jamie's fucking his sister.
And you're fucking beaten off like, yeah.
Yeah.
She's your twin. Get in there, man. She knows what you like. You have the same mind.
But Battle of the Bastards was great. I did like the scene with the Night King's army. That was cool. It was dark.
Oh, yeah. So
that fucking scene with all the
Battle of Hardhome
with the
when he raises the...
That was intense. But no, I'm talking about like the very, like 4 episodes ago.
You like that? I didn't like it.
I thought it was dark and disorienting, like how it would actually be if you were there. And like that scene with like the Dothraki going out there with all those swords lit up.
Dope
and
they're scene, just, dope scene. That was pretty
sick. There was like a lot of cool things in there that was like, holy shit.
How are so many Dothraki left? I swear only 3 of them made it back after that part. And then there was like 60 of them hanging out in King's Landing.
Well, that's another thing too. Like how many of our army is left? About half. Half? Liar? Less than a quarter? Come on. There was... every time someone dies, all the Night King has to do is raise his fucking hands up and people come back. You lost half of your men?
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. They could have played that. We have nothing. We are depleted. And then you're going to King's Landing. More drama. You can take that story now. You have almost nothing. And maybe it is just the dragon. The dragon comes in and fucks everything up, you know?
Would you have been happier if it had been a knight, a dead versus the living? That's the big argument this season is, like, why is this not ending with the dead versus the living? Why is there infighting among the humans that are alive?
I was the most excited watching the dead fight in the north. That was great. Then they kind of go up... or go down to King's Landing and they just dominate. King's Landing is insane. They're exhausted. They have no food. The whole time is like, we don't have enough food to feed. Everyone's fucked up and they go up there and they're just ripping everyone apart. They had so many opportunities to make it more drama.
It feels like they just put all their eggs into 2 episodes. The Night King battle and then when they're on the ground following Arya. They're like, okay, we're going to make this visually stunning twice, and then you're going to hate everything else. And we did, but...
The show was a 10 out of 10 for me.
The show's 10 out of 10.
Until I saw... Dude, the entire show is like, how is this going to end? How is this going to end? How the fuck does this fucking shit end? And then you made it to the ending, and it was like, you had so many ways you could have went.
They had so many outs, and they just chose like the ones that they thought were going to make people happy instead of just doing the thing that they thought was right for the story.
I'll fucking fuck somebody up.
Arya's storyline is trash.
You don't like her?
Dude, she just laid back. Yo, she's a faceless man. She can take anybody's face, do whatever the fuck she wants, and then fucking...
What was the whole point of her going through all that faceless shit?
Why? So you could argue so she can kill the Night King.
Which was cool. I did love her killing the Night King.
I'm happier if Jon kills the Night King, Arya kills Cersei, and eventually Dany or something. But like, I just feel like it's like once her list is done, her list is done. What drives her now? I don't want to watch that spinoff. Her running around in the unknown. Well, she's Indiana Jones now? I don't care about that.
Just fucking take me to all the... Like, they should do a spinoff of her and the Hound, all the stuff you didn't see. All of them just, like, them wandering around, like, running into people. I fucking love that story.
That was probably one of my favorite moments of this whole last season was when the Hound's like, you come with me, you're just...
Look at me! Don't you want to end up like me? Yeah. No, you don't want to end up here. You're going to have to come here and end up dead. I was like, this is great.
All right, man. We'll wrap it up. That was, I mean, look.
I still love the show.
I think it's the greatest show ever made. I think it's impossible to keep the greatest show ever made perfect all the way through. I mean, look at the fucking Sopranos ending. People are happy with that.
No one's ever going to be happy. And but it's because we're all very aware that there's endless possibilities and you can take it anywhere. No one's going to be happy. There's people that are very happy with the ending of it.
If they had given this thing, the last 2 seasons had each gone 10 episodes.
More.
So we get a total of 7 more episodes total of the last 2 seasons.
There's too many characters that you are attached to end it as fast as you fucking did. There's too much detail. The show has always been about detail. The story has always been about this crazy fucking story. And then out of nowhere, they just started... Why are you cutting it short for us?
They mailed it in, dude. They mailed it in.
Too many people that you're connected with. I wanted to feel fine about everybody.
Is it fucked? But you knew that wasn't going to happen.
But also, I would have been fine with stories of just a lot more people dying. They die. They're fighting the They're dead.
Yeah, we need more for a show to be 8 years of death of our favorite characters and then not kill our favorite characters off.
The first thing you do, you watch the show. You're watching it. You're like, okay. Ned Stark is the main character. I get the gist of this. And then they fucking cut his head off. Where did you guys lose that?
Yeah. I mean, they lost somewhere around the billions of dollars it was making to be mainstream.
Everyone became untouchable. You can't kill Brienne of Tarth. Tarth?
Yeah, that big lesbian. I think she's for sure a lesbian, by the way. There's no way she's not a lesbian.
She fucked Jamie.
She fucked Jamie with one hand. Yeah,
there's so many people. Dude, a quarter of those people, they said half the army was there. Dude, less than a quarter should have been left. So many people should have died. They should have all been broken. That should have been the drama. John and Danny trying to figure this out. John again has to do something that he doesn't want to do to help everyone out.
Is it fucked up that I think the only one I really cared about was what happened with John. I was so emotionally invested when he died. Cried. Originally,
I was pissed.
Cried, sad, angry, more mad than I was when Ned Stark died. I was so upset. It's the only character I care about this whole show.
Yeah.
He dies. They bring him back. I'm fucking cheering alone at a house in Iowa I was living in, the happiest I've ever been. And then I liked his ending. The only ending I was like, I'm cool with that. I didn't want him to die.
I didn't want him to die.
I've already seen him die.
I didn't want him to die. I didn't want Danny to die.
I wanted Danny to die.
I wanted it to be some split of some kind. He's been the good guy the entire time. He does something, and she's a great ruler, and she gets it, and he has to go do something else. He makes another, again, like his entire story has been him making sacrifices for everybody, and it's the final fucking sacrifice of him vanishing something, anything. Yeah. You killed her? I mean, that's fine, but like, I don't know.
To kill Dan, the thing that was kind of lame, he killed him, and then it's like, oh, hey, guy, he's been in prison for 4 weeks while we decide what we want
to
do.
We'll send him up to the Night's Watch to guard us from what's not there anymore. That seems just.
No, but that was...
Tyrion? Tyrion, you shall be my hand. Like, what is going on right now?
For the third time, Tyrion, you shall... By the way, the worst decision maker of all time is Tyrion.
Yeah, he was so smart. He was... Man, boy, did he change.
See how smart he is, and then he just made horrible decision after horrible decision.
Unbelievable. 7 out of 10.
But the show is still 10 out of 10? Or show is now 7 out of 10 forever?
7 out of 10 forever because of how the ending is.
One episode killed it for you, huh?
I mean, it's a big-ass mistake.
It's like hitting a home run and then not stepping on home plate.
It's like hitting a home run, running to first base, and then running straight. All the way into the fucking outfield, climbing up, grabbing the ball, and then tagging yourself out. That's what they fucking did. Better get a grand slam.
Grand slam. There's no.
Hold on now. Where's he going?
And he climbs all the way to the upper deck. He takes the elevator up. He's going through. What is he doing? Gets to the top, grabs the ball out of a little kid's hand.
And then tags himself out.
And then tags himself out. And then jumps off the top upper deck.
Scales and kills himself.
And he kills himself.
And then everyone stands up and claps.
Everyone's like, are we supposed to be clapping right now? I guess it was amazing. He had a great game. I don't know what to do.
Those other 3 points still count, though, right?
Yeah, the three count. We're good? Are we okay? How about award season? Emmys?
Yeah. That's what they did.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm happy.
I'm happy with it.
I'm happy Jon Snow didn't die. Everyone else can fuck off.
It was fine. I'm fine.
You gonna be okay?
I'm gonna be fine in a couple of weeks. I'll forget.
We start watching the beginning and then just skip the last season.
I thought that I was gonna watch this entire season, get to the ending, and start it over again, but the ending, I don't want to.
It's gonna take a little while.
Yeah, I need
now that you know how it ends, it's hard. How are you gonna go back to the beginning knowing it's gonna end disappointingly?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, we did it, Greggy.
Goodbye.